Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Business on the Edge extended show here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. This is not the Power Up. If you listen to the Power Up, you're going to love the lunch grill, my Wednesday lunch grills. I used to do the Wednesday lunch grills a lot. I don't know, about 5 years ago or so. And I'm back to doing a lunch grill because we grill some things up here. We grill it up, we fry it up, we cook it up, we burn it up, whatever the case may be, the good, the bad, the ugly, we get it in. So I am streaming live. I am here on Blog Talk Radio from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. I am Margaret Jackson, small business radio personality for AM 1220 KDOW iHeartRadio on the Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show. And you can always catch us tomorrow at our new time, Thursday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. We're going to kick it off strong and hard and, you know, tune in and tell me what you think. Feel free to drop in, of course, and listen anytime. We stream live and broadcast locally and satellite over all over the planet. If you want to dial into today's show, you can dial in at 516-531-9868. That's 516-531-9868. And if you want to connect with me directly, you can connect with me at On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz, B as in boy, I as in igloo, Z as in zebra. Yes, or call 1-888-MY-SBC30, Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. That is my company, and we're doing a lot of great things to help and support small businesses. So I like having different types of chats and different types of talks, and I wanted to talk about building credibility. What does it mean to build credibility? And really, before I get too deep into it, building credibility, you have to also build, is connected to your character. Building credibility. You can't build great credibility if you don't connect it to what your character is. And if your character has some issues, your credibility is going to have some issues. That's just the fact. That's just the bottom line. And so we want you to build the right type of credibility. And what is credibility? What is it? How do we really define that? We say credibility, and this basic words that we say all day long, that we learned growing up, that we learned in school, that we, and we never took time to just look up the simplest words that we've been saying all of our lives. Credibility. I want to be credible. I want to be trustworthy. The quality, credibility, the quality of being trusted and believed in. The quality of being convincing or believable. You've got some very credible liars out there. They're very good at their ability to be believable. I'm not kidding. I'm just saying. But building true credibility, building credibility that lasts, that people can trust, that people can count on and depend on in the workplace, in your profession, in your career, as a life coach, as a speaker, as an author. You have to build credibility so people can believe in what you're sharing, in what you're doing. I was reading a book, and I personally know the author of the book. Literally, very, very personal. And I began reading it, and I was reading the foreword, opening acknowledgments, and, you know, you have these different pages, right, all of this pre-content. And as I was reading, I read something, and I thought, that's not true. Watch what you read. I'm like, that's not true. And I picked up the phone and I called and asked someone who is close to that situation. And I said, hey, did this ever happen? I said, this didn't happen. This is not true. Guess what? I stopped reading the book. And everything moving forward in that book could have been absolutely true. Data in there, medical health information, they're telling their story, and I couldn't read it. I couldn't finish it. I tried to read it. I couldn't finish it. You know why? Because they blew their credibility. They blew their credibility. And so I could not move past it. You have one time to make a first impression in your career, in opportunities, meeting new people. We're going to continue to have those firsts. Make them count. Make them remember you. For all the right reasons. I've had an opportunity to have a really interesting life of careers, if you will. I've been an entrepreneur since 2001. Prior to that, I've had some amazing positions from being a senior producer in the audio video production industry to being a what we called is a youth supervisor for Illinois Department of Corrections. I worked with young people, so they call them youth supervisors rather than in adult prisons, you know, they're called, you know, prison guards or, you know, but they soften it up in the state of Illinois and says, yeah, they're a youth supervisor. You know, growing up, I've worked since I was 11 years old, building credibility. Been working. Worked on a farm as a little girl, fruit farm. Vegetable farm, picking corn, not cotton, I was picking corn in hot heat from there, working. I've done Dairy Queen, I've done almost every fast food, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, Burger King, growing up, building my professional credibility, trustworthy, and my ability to work. And it doesn't stop with the work that you do in or the places that you work. It does translate to the work that you do. If you're doing great work, you can work a lot of different places and be a very poor employee. And so it's important to make sure. I've worked for some difficult people. I've worked in the South, got married young, moved to the South from working for Department of Corrections to going to the South and getting married and couldn't get a job at Department of Corrections. I have some thoughts as to why that was. Ended up working for like a Ben Franklin's craft or Michael's similar, and barely got that job. The manager didn't want to hire me. The assistant manager hired me because of the color of my skin. I don't have a race card, so let's be clear. I don't have a race card. I'm a black woman, African-American woman, female. And sometimes that gets in the way of someone else's ability to do the right thing, to hire. My credibility and character isn't in question. Their credibility and character is in question. It's not my race card. Building credibility. Why do you make the choices that you make? I ended up working there and doing a fantastic job. Why? Because I have a great work ethic. Building credibility. What's your work ethic? Are you getting into work a few minutes late because you're picking up coffee and leaving a few minutes early? Your boss is watching. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm watching how my team works. And we're all working from home, but I watch for great credibility and character. You're not going to have strong credibility if you don't have a strong, solid character. My character doesn't change because someone else's character is damaged. What's in you comes out of you. And so if you got a lot of garbage coming out of your character, your credibility is going to be a problem in the workplace and starting a business. So what are some ways that you can build great credibility? What if you're on that track to, you want to speak, you want more opportunities to speak, you want to write that book, you want to work with businesses, corporations, B2B, B2C, B2G, and you're competing against those that are doing the same thing in the same industry. So how do you get chosen above the rest? What are you doing that's uniquely different, radically different than your competitors? For me, part of the example of building my credibility is I've been on radio, AM 1220 KDOW radio for 11 years, investing in my credibility, investing what I'm bringing to the table to you. Are there a lot of business coaches out there? Absolutely. Are they all on AM 1220 KDOW or on some radio platform? No. Are they on podcasts? Probably. And either it's free or maybe they're paying a couple of bucks. But I've invested a lot of money in resources to be the stronger choice, to be the trustworthy choice. I get opportunities to work on projects that my competitors don't, just because I'm on radio. Because they trust that I'm going to do the right thing. They trust, I'm trustworthy. And that's what you want. So you want to put things in your life, opportunities in your life, that makes it hard for someone not to choose you. You want to be the one that's chosen above all the rest, is what you want. So maybe you need to continue your education, right? Getting your degree, getting an associate's or a baccalaureate degree or a master's degree. And maybe, you know, if you really want to go to that next level, your doctoral degree. What to do? Build your credibility. Shows that you have the ability. I remember years ago, I brought on a CEO, and corporate America, and what they said on the show, I thought she said it was just so spot on. She says, when I'm looking at resumes and I'm looking at their work history, I'm looking to see their ability to stay, the longevity. I'm looking at their education. If they finished, they had the ability to start and complete something. So it's not just what's on the resume or turning in the resume. It's what, you know, that timeline, what's happening there. Are you credible? Are you doing what you're competing for the same? Are you believable? When you're in college, if you're college students out there, strive for the A, strive for the highest grade, get on the dean's list. I recently finished my master's degree. Did I have to do it? Maybe not. I didn't do it for anyone but myself. To add value to my own life. And it puts me in a position to be able to teach for colleges and universities. So I'm looking for that opportunity. Why? Because I want to give back. I want to help someone else. And that's what I do for a living. I really am a glorified cheerleader. And I want to help you succeed in your entrepreneurship goals and your professional goals. We as women, we still have disadvantages. And we're trying to level the playing field. I was asked and interviewed by Rob Black on his radio show many years ago. And he said, why do women create jobs that are women-focused, or create businesses that are women-focused or woman-focused? I said, because men aren't doing it. And so women understand women. And so we're going to produce products and services that cater to our needs, our family's needs, our wants, our desires. And fill that need. Create a business out of it. We have more women leaving the corporate workplace to start their own businesses, entrepreneurship. Building credit. So if you're in college, get the best grades. Get on the dean's list. You know, put them in a position to present you to other organizations. I got presented to the National Society of Leadership and Success. I didn't even know they existed. But here I am, a member. Academic excellence. Credibility. Trusted. Believing in. What's your character? Let's get back to your character. I think we're living in a time where people feel emboldened in the workplace, in their jobs. I think we really need to look at the laws of what supervisors can and cannot do with at-will employees, because these individuals don't have great credibility. They really shouldn't be trusted with the roles that they're getting. They might be able to function in terms of doing the, you know, providing documentation or that day-to-day, but what happens when you work with people? What happens when it really comes down to it? Are you being dishonest on how you're working? Are you retaliatory to the employees, and employees don't want to leave because they need the job? Poor character, poor credibility. He says, well, they're in this directorial position, or they're in this executive position. Position does not equate to your persona, your credibility, your character. It doesn't. It doesn't matter what your position is. If you're not credible, if you're not trustworthy, if you're not believable, who to catch up with you? Your character, you have a poor and weak character, and you're hiding out behind some executive position? That's like a ticking time bomb. That's going to explode somewhere. You're going to mistreat your employees? You're going to try to convince someone else to hire you when things get too hot and too uncomfortable or whatever the case may be? Nothing goes, you know, you hear this phrase like karma has its way of catching up to you. Karma has its way of catching up to you. Number one, to build great, solid credibility starts with you. Starts inside you. It starts before you get the opportunity and the position and the job. It starts inside you. It starts with your character. Number two, it starts with what you want to invest in your life to develop the right type of credibility. What are you willing to invest in to build credibility in your life and in your career? Right? Number one, it starts with you. Number two, what are you willing to invest? Credibility in your life, that trustworthiness, that belief, that believing in of you, your character. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to invest in? I'm going to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, I'm going to give you a few more tips on building credibility for your career, for your business, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a professional, as an employee. We're all at different levels, at different stages. Let's go to a commercial break.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
We are back. We are back. We have had some interesting days this week. The show opening was replayed, so we had to fix that. So apologies for that. We're talking about building credibility. And before we get back into that, I want to share with you a few things that we're doing at the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media Opportunities for you to show up, showcase, show off your business acumen, Let's call it that. We have finally opened the door to allow more contributors or contributors that have been reaching out to us, potential or prospective contributors to the magazine, Small Business Concierge Magazine, those that are in a profession or career field or business subject matter expert that would like to be published in our magazine. Typically, I hand select and hand pick every contributor. I've been doing that since 2018, and we feel like this is the right time, myself and our chief editor-in-chief, to open the door and allow the world to participate in the opportunity to publish in our Small Business Concierge magazine, to be part of our digital catalog. But I want to talk to you about the contributing. We have two more magazines that we'll publish this year, and we're looking forward to getting the first out in October, the other out in December, that'll roll into the new year. And our final magazine for those women out there, Power Women, we're going to do a Power Women, Power Secrets, our second edition of the Power Women, Power Secrets. And we are going to be looking for 12 Power Women that will be featured and profiled in the magazine. So you're going to have an opportunity to submit yourself or submit someone who you believe should be in the magazine as a Power Woman and Power Secrets for our December issue. So we'll get to that soon. As a contributor, we have three different levels. We have the basic level contributor, we have the professional level, and we have the business expert level. And the basic level is a snug article. We like to call it a snug article. That's the basic level to build your portfolio, build your credibility, to let people know that you're here. That's the level that you get people used to learning about what you're an expert. I want to say expert. I'm careful to say the word expert, but that you have a strong acumen and you have a strong understanding of, and you're growing, you're building, you have a new business, you've maybe been into your business 2 or 3 years, and you want to do a little bit more, and you want to kind of start touching a mass audience around the world. We are on issue.com. We're excited to be on that platform. It is the number one or leading digital content multi-use provider on the planet. I had the opportunity to interview the CEO, who is absolutely fantastic, Joe Herkin, and shared a lot about the magazine and what they're doing and having multiple ways of experiencing and distributing the content. So cool stuff out there in terms of how we use their platform with our magazine. And so you can do a snug article. Submission forms are available on the website on smallbusinessconcierge.biz. There is a submission fee, a non-refundable submission fee, so make it count. Send us something that is original or is written by you. It could be something that you have already published. Just let us know that it's been published. If we choose to republish it, we'll let you know. And then the per word cost is 6 cents, starting at 6 cents a word with a minimum of 500 words. So for the snug article, the basic level is 6 cents to 20 cents a word. For the professional level, this is, you know your stuff, you're really creating and developing your credibility and building. And so that starts at 20 cents a word to 70 cents a word. And you can write from anywhere to 500 to 1500 plus words. And these are not pitch articles. These are not where you just do a whole big spiel about your products and services and all of that. We want to train and teach people. We want to create this holistic approach to being an entrepreneur. So that means that what happens when, you know, your day ends, you've got to have that work-life balance. So what does that mean? What are you doing to keep, you know, your family exercising? And we've got different places in the magazine for, we have six sections. And so we have everything that you need to kind of talk to the world about. Hey, make sure that your health and wellness is important. Make sure that you have a work-life balance. Hey, do you have resources for your kids to go to college? And, you know, just all different strategies and creative ways to write your articles. And so they do belong to you. We do not own your articles or anything. So you get to keep the ownership. We're just giving you a platform to publish on a mass media platform. And you might have an opportunity to come on my AM 1220 KDOW show. You never know. I like to pull in professionals and CEOs that I find interesting that I think our audience would be glad to hear on AM 1220 KDOW. And you can check me out tomorrow live as we kick off our first Thursday new time slot, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. prime time. We were on Friday night prime time, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for 11 years. I am now moving to the daytime hours, so right in the middle, or right kind of past the middle of your day, that you can get some food for thought and information as you wrap up your day at work. And then, so we have the professional, get back to the contributor, a lot of things going on here. Then we have the business expert or subject matter experts. Those, you guys are rolling. You're doing exactly what you need to do, and you just want to keep your name out there. Your word count is 500 to 1,500 plus words as well, 70 cents a word to $1.50 plus a word. And there's so much you get with this. You get the submissions. You get, you own your own article. We maintain the right to republish, though, at our discretion. So you could be, that article could be republished multiple times because it's just that good. But there's a submission form out there, so we'll vet you out. $25 to submit that, make it count. It is non-refundable, but if you are selected, it will go into your article, final article publishing rate. So that's what we're doing. And these are one of the ways that you can build your credibility is through media. Absolutely. I've been a part of the media arena for more than 30 years, producing. My first company was a audio video production company, so I've done a lot of work for different types of projects. Everything's not happening in Hollywood. That's a entertainment medium. And all of it is really entertainment to some level or degree, but there's so much more going on in the world of using different types of mediums. And so I enjoy and still enjoy, you know, what we do with our different mediums, right? And so number one, let's get back to building credibility. If you're just tuning in, hey, and if you want to dial into the show, I still have some time here. You can dial in at 516-531-9868 on building credibility and what you're doing to do that. So number one, it starts with you. It starts with inside of you. Okay, so make sure that your character is right. Make sure that you are in a position to build great character and great credibility, because it is going to all flow together. Number two, investing in developing your credibility. You want to invest in opportunities. You want to invest in things that build your credibility, like education, right? Your education, and that could be in a university, that could be in some sort of certification, that could be in multiple ways of building that, I want to connect with you type of lifestyle, right? You go get your Six Sigma certification versus someone who doesn't have it, who could do the same work, they're just not certified. You really want that certification. That buyer is going to look at someone who invested in what it took to become a Six Sigma certified professional. So make sure that you're willing to invest in what you are endeavoring to share with the world and get them to believe in. You want them to get you to believe in you and what you're doing. Three, who are your connections? Who are you spending time with? Who's in your world? If you have people in your world that's not adding value to your world, adding value to you being as credible as possible, and then that's a concern. That's a concern. You need to make sure that you have the right people in your world. If you have people that have you know, look kind of shady, or, you know, is not really wanting to make right decisions. And when I say shady, I'm not talking about criminals. I'm talking about people you work with, people that are around your world. And it could be, you know, people who are choosing to have some sort of criminal lifestyle. But I'm talking about just character. You ever work with someone who is willing to do the wrong thing and it's unethical? No one would probably ever find out. That's not how you want to build your character and your credibility, because that's just going to get worse as they continue to climb, if you will, the corporate ladder. That stuff comes back to bite you. So make sure that there's things. I've had professionals say, oh yeah, you could do this, this, and that, and I would just simply say, yeah, I'm not doing that. Why? Because it impacted my character. And if it impacts my character, it impacts my credibility. Because if I'm willing to do the wrong thing, it says, well, but you're doing it for the right reason. Really? I need to keep my character intact. Am I perfect? No. Would love to be perfect, but I'm not. But I do want to be able to say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to do that. Yeah, that's not really the right way of looking at that. Yeah, you know, joking, and no one else is around, and you're all of the same race. You're like, oh, and you have things that you want to say about other races because they're not there. Like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be saying that. You wouldn't want someone saying that about you. You wouldn't, you know. So we have to be willing to, you know, stand up and, you know, for the right things, and, you know, build trustworthy experiences with people. If you're an entrepreneur, you want to build trustworthy experiences for your customers. Years ago, I had this great car. I had a, you know, Toyota Camrys are one of those cars that they would just go. They just go. The car is made fantastic. And I would go and get my car tires and things like that at this particular place in California. And I'd get, you know, my brakes done, and just some, they did some very specific things. And I would go in, and the owner, who's now retired, I have so much respect for, because you know what? He has great credibility, great character. You'd go in there, for women going into a car shop, you know, we're concerned about is getting what? Taken advantage of. He was just never that way. He was like, no, you don't need this. You don't need this. You got another 300 miles in your brakes. I went back over and over and over again. I sent customers to them. Why? Because he was just absolutely credible. Someone else has taken it over, and, you know, I'm getting word that it's not it's great, and they're not doing it. Not a place I would go back to. Not a place that I would now encourage someone to go to, because the credible person retired. And he did great work. Be that person. Make sure you're watching your connections. Make sure you're willing to say no to the hard things. I'm okay with not being liked by everyone. You know what? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I do. I'm not going to be liked by everyone. That's not something that I have to, that I need to focus on, my time on. Watch for your opportunities and partnerships. Connecting with your community, connecting with your civic leaders, and connecting with your elected officials, and opportunities for you to build relationships and quite frankly, get awarded. Get awarded as the Small Business of the Year. Get awarded as, in Silicon Valley here, we have the San Jose, or the Silicon Valley Business Journal, and you could be, you know, a woman recognized in their, you know, top women in their magazine. Every year they do this. Every year, you're building credibility. You know, when you have an opportunity to be a woman of influence and for the business journal. And that was something I put my sights on years ago. And I was able to be awarded that about 3 years ago. I'm like, okay, I joined the club. What did it do? It built my credibility. You have these wonderful publications that will allow you to share with them what you're doing. And so maybe you're on the rise and you don't have someone to submit. You submit yourself. Says, oh, don't you think that's arrogant? No one knows you're there unless you tell them that you're there and that you're credible and that you really want people to know that they can hire you, they can do business with you, that you're growing, you're a great employee. I sat with an executive director who complained about a director mentioning, you know, every time they got an award or every time they worked for him. And this guy was sitting there bad-mouthing his employee because he thought he's always talking about why would you do that? We should celebrate. Shouldn't that be a celebratory moment? Because you know what? They're always winning something. Yes, they're doing, you know, they're trying to. So you got an executive director who's not credible. And you can win, and by the way, you can win awards and accolades and not be credible. Inside, that's why I said it starts in the inside. If you have things that you haven't resolved with yourself inside personally, it's going to spew out in your career. If you're insecure and you feel like you have to be controlling everything in your workplace and, you know, I need to be the boss. I need to control all of the people and all of the everything because of your own insecurities. That comes back to bite you. Not credibility, fear. And so you have to dial it back and really understand that being credible and building it, you want to take opportunities to build it. Write that book. Invest in yourself in developing your credibility and trustworthiness. People will do business with you. People will hire you for that. Get on boards and associations. Connect. And do good work. Don't just be there for the title. Do good work. Be vested. Do good work. It's important. So those are my four reasons. Number one, start with yourself. Get all of the things that you need to get straight inside yourself so your credibility can be strong, your character can be strong, and you're not running from, not speaking up when you need to speak up, and you can be the leader that you're supposed to be. Don't hide behind the title. Don't hide behind the executive whatever, the director of this. And that. Don't hide behind all of that. Connect. Partner with the right people. Look for the opportunities to be a benefit and added value. Get on boards and associations and make a difference and just showcase how wonderful it is to have you part of the team. Of course, there's nothing wrong with that. Build credibility, but build it the right way. This is Margaret Jackson from AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. Thank you for tuning into the Lunch Grill. I'll be back next week for the Lunch Grill, and we're going to get out of here right now. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be good to somebody and do good work.